So as we allow the words of this affirmation of Scripture that invite us into a time of contemplation, a time apart from the busyness of our outer world, I invite you to join with me in prayer, in a time of relaxing and letting go, time of opening our hearts and being receptive. And so I invite you to breathe, to relax and to let go as I tone our sounding bowl. We let this resonance, this very vibration that is of energy, that is sound and tone, to move through our being, to fill this room and to remind us that that which we call God or Yahweh, breath, creator, divine source, is everywhere inherent in all things. Is the flow of life. And right now we have the opportunity to surround ourselves, to immerse ourselves, and to feel the magnificent flow of that living presence, filling every cell in our body, reminding us of the wholeness of the design in which we are created, which is that of the oneness of God. Inviting us to open our hearts, to be present to what is, whether we are celebrating a joyous excitement, whether we are grieving, whether we are experiencing fear or doubt or concern. We bring all of who we are into this moment, into the light that is Godness. And allow that light to shine so brightly in us that we are lifted up, that we are blessed and healed in ways that transcend the understanding of our intellectual mind. We surrender into that higher truth, that greater consciousness, that which we would call the Christ consciousness. And we know that the activity of spirit touches every part of us right now as we surrender, as we open ourselves, as we allow that mighty breath, that mighty living light of goodness to lend us wisdom and guidance, to inspire us with creativity, to kindle within us a sense of joy, a sense of gratitude, a sense of celebration of life, to gently allow us to rest, to just be. And so we breathe into this moment. And allow the flow of spirit in the silence. And having centered ourselves in alignment and a recognition of this divine limitless flow of one source of pure being, we let that which is a light within us shine forth to move out into our world, knowing that recently there have been many circumstances and challenges that from an outer perspective represent turmoil and strife and fear. And yet we know that instead of engaging in the controversies, when we align ourselves in spirit, we send light forth. We send that healing recognition that moves beyond outer circumstances. And we especially bless Charlottesville and the circumstances surrounding the encounters. And we hold them in our heart, not in a sense of turmoil or conflict, but in a sense of sending the healing light and recognition that we are greater in the depths of our being, in the experience of the pureness of divine creator, that love heals and love is all there is. As we are resonant in that, as we stand firm in it, as we allow it to wash through us, over us, around us, and as we send it forth as a mighty blessing to touch the hearts of people everywhere. So we bless this moment and this prayer that goes forth through the intention of our hearts and through that higher activity of the Spirit of God. We also speak aloud the names of our friends, our relatives, circumstances we would wish to especially bless at this time. Ann Curry, Vicki, Evan, Isabel, Unity Church of Peace, our world leaders, and we know that through prayer, through that power of intention, through the spoken word that carries forth the depth of that desire and that truth, that indeed God is at work in and through all things for highest good. And for that we are so very thankful. We pray this in and through the light of the Christ consciousness. Amen.
I am so blessed.